It feels like we're all being told to go on this diet, take that supplement. Ozempic will give you depression, but you know what'll cure that? Weed. Or you could try to balance your hormones. At Science Versus, we're like,
what the f*** is going on?
Forget the crap online and listen to Science Versus. Just the facts. Oh, and a bunch of stupid jokes.
What is a ghost's favorite fruit? Booberries.
That's Science VS. New season out on Spotify soon.
Thanks for joining us. This is the Sports Criminals March Madness Special. Every day in March, we're counting down the top 31 sports scandals from 1990 to 2020. The year was 2003. The scandal changed the face of sports forever. I'm, of course, talking about the Balco steroid scandal and the high-profile athletes who were involved. For more shocking sports events from history, tune in right here every day to our March Madness special. Listen free on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. On the morning of June 6th, 2003, an overnight delivery arrived at the offices of the United States Anti-Doping Agency, or USADA.
The night before, an anonymous caller had told USADA that an undetectable steroid known as the Clear was being distributed to top-level athletes by Victor Conti of Bay Area Laboratory Cooperative, or BALCO.
When USADA investigators opened the package, they were shocked to discover a syringe containing trace amounts of the mysterious substance. A substance that, unbeknownst to them, had infiltrated the top echelons of nearly every professional sport.
Welcome to Sports Criminals, a Parcast original. This is the 14th episode in our March Madness special. Well, this month, we're counting down the top 31 sports scandals from 1990 to 2020. I'm Carter Roy.
And I'm Tim Johnson. In today's episode, we're going back to 2003 and the Balco steroid scandal.
Federal agents had already been investigating Balco since August of 2002 after an Olympic shot putter, C.J. Hunter, had tested positive for performance-enhancing drugs. C.J. Hunter may not have been a big enough name to warrant a federal investigation, but the same couldn't be said for his wife, track and field star Marion Jones.
After winning three gold medals at the Sydney Olympics in 2000, Marion Jones was perhaps the most beloved track and field athlete in the world. Not only was she incredibly talented, she was also stunningly beautiful, a combination that resulted in several lucrative endorsement deals.
But allegations of performance-enhancing drug use had dogged Jones ever since high school. When the feds launched their investigation, they realized Jones's trainer was an associate of Balco's Victor Conti.
After USADA received the syringe, they opened an investigation of their own. And the first thing USADA did was test the substance to determine exactly what it was.
The scientists who tested the sample identified the molecular structure of the substance and named it tetrahydrogestrinone, or THG, a synthetic compound similar to naturally produced human growth hormone.
However, it would take several months and a barrage of labs for USADA to formulate a test that could identify THG in athletes' blood or urine. But during that time, several Balco-affiliated athletes began testing positive for other illegal steroids. And on September 3rd, authorities raided the Balco offices.
What they discovered was an elaborate illegal doping program that extended to almost every major sport.
Once they developed an effective testing method, authorities analyzed old blood and urine samples from dozens of athletes affiliated with Balco. Not surprisingly, THG was found in nearly all of them.
It didn't take long for the courts to charge Conti and his associates for steroid distribution, but their punishment was relatively minor, only a few months in jail and a few more on house arrest. As it turned out, it was the athletes, particularly Marion Jones, who would face the harshest penalties.
Jones received a 6-month prison sentence and 2 years of probation for lying to federal prosecutors about her use of steroids. She was also stripped of her gold medals and dropped by each and every one of her sponsors.
The fact that many of the Balco-affiliated athletes played baseball led to the publication of the Mitchell Report, which indicted dozens of ballplayers, including Mark McGwire, Roger Clemens, and Barry Bonds, for using THG and other performance-enhancing drugs.
The Mitchell Report and Balco scandal were instrumental in creating stricter drug tests and harsher penalties in almost every sport, but they also demonstrated that nearly every top athlete was guilty of using performance-enhancing drugs. Some, like Marion Jones, lost everything as a result. Others emerged relatively unscathed. But for many players, it permanently tarnished their reputations and careers. And whether or not that notoriety is justified will always remain a matter of debate.
Thanks for listening to Sports Criminals March Madness. We'll be back tomorrow with next year's scandal.
You can catch our other episodes of Sports Criminals for free on Spotify or wherever you listen to podcasts.